Hello, and welcome to Episode 1 of Bites on Books. It is January 13, 2007. I am a library media specialist now for 30 years, 16 of those in a high school and 14 previously in an elementary school setting. Bites on Books is my first attempt to teach myself this new technology called podcasting and incorporate it into a blog so that it is accessible to students, staff, and anyone who would like to listen to this conversation. My hope is that this technology becomes another way to enhance teaching and learning in the library program. Maybe the title of this first episode should be, "You Can Teach an Old Dog New Tricks." Technology in education is developing faster than this old dog can keep up with. And this is my attempt to keep up with it, as I see my young colleagues soaking this up like a sponge and integrating it into their library programs. The reason for calling this show Bites on Books is because bytes is a term used to describe data storage space, and so that word connects with technologies, and books reflects the bound printed word that I believe we will continue to learn and enjoy from despite the digital age. Therefore, Bites on Books comes together to mix the new technological developments with the printed word in books. I recently came across a quotation from a woman by the name of Barbara Tuchman. I didn't know who she was, but I did know how to find the answer. She was a Pulitzer Prize-winning author. Her field was history. For me, her quote defines the importance of books, regardless of what is digitized or online. It goes as follows. Books are the carriers of civilization. They are companions, teachers, magicians, bankers of the treasures of the mind. Books are humanity in print. Bites on Books will offer reflections and reviews on books for leisure reading, as well as suggest strategies to students doing research projects, highlighting electronic resources they can use, along with books and reference materials. And this type of episode may be called Study Guide for Research Project. I guess this will evolve as I get more involved doing this podcast and more used to talking on a microphone. Who will listen? Hopefully anyone who wants to hear about libraries and technologies interfacing in libraries, and avid book readers, and of course the students and staff I work with. So as I come to the end of my thoughts and words on this first episode, I would like to thank my husband, who is my tech team, for all his support and help. I send a special thank you to all my younger colleagues who have been an inspiration to me and help when I email them saying, "Help!" And I also want to send a shout out to Eric Langhorst, who wrote an inspiring article in the December 6th issue of School Library Journal titled "The Dixie Clicks." I have become an avid listener of his Speaking of History podcasts. So for now, I will say goodbye and wish you all happy journeys reading and learning on this information highway.